For several months, Corey Krichune helped her friend through a tough time. Her friend is a transgender woman. For a while, she had a hard time finding a job and a place to live. So Krichune put her friend up while they looked for something. But that took a really long time. Krichune says that's because Southwest Florida doesn't have discrimination policies in place aimed at protecting transgendered people.
I mean, if she would have been abused, she could have gone to the women's shelter. But she's not a case of domestic violence. If she was an alcoholic or a drug addict, she could have gone to a safe house. But of course, not the case. So just for people that don't have any other problem except just of being themselves, there's no protection, there's no legislation, there's no help out there.
Krichune says the fact her friend had not had gender reassignment surgery and was therefore not passable as a woman also made things difficult. That's why Krichune started the Southwest Florida Equality Coalition. Her group is pushing for local laws aimed at protecting this community from discrimination when they look for a place to live or work. Krichune says there is a lot of work to be done, especially in light of a recent homicide in Fort Myers. A month ago, a transgender woman was found dead and burned. Krichune says the incident is a sign the transgender community is particularly vulnerable here. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.